dome atop a movie screen with walls made out of plasticine. The range it spreads out 17 by 36 by 24. Go past the hole where infants fuck, where gamblers slice their thumbs for luck. The quicksand where your soul is stuck and burdened with an endless chore. The archways between the citadels where devils want to kiss and tell of liaisons with infidels, with succubi and demon whores. Where giant flies and sewer rats ascend the highest ziggurat and gather round a paper hat. Who is it they're waiting for? And ripples from the lake of shit belie the essence of the pit. Atomic creeps out from the slit that's made upon the surface. The noses of the devils twitch, and every gnome and sprite and witch and every pregnant hellhound bitch is getting very nervous. Every creature then miscarries, newborn babies made by fairies, fetus heads that look like cherries gathered for the service. Music of 10,000 screeches, pastor of the temple preaches, voice from up on high beseeches those of us who don't deserve this. But we don't care because we're deaf, we'll eat ourselves till all that's left is the space between the cleft of our collective buttocks. And from our ghosts a fecal shower gives the tall man greater power, blooming like a putrid flower from a universal suffix. Tall man flies on wings of cardboard, grinning with resolve and ardor, reading from unholy charters, causing throngs of piercing ruckus. What a sound, this piercing noise, the voice molesting little boys and slightly older girls with toys, collecting menses in a bucket. On headless goats and pigeon worms, and bathed in black corrosive sperm, the pregnant hellhounds come to term and birth a loaf of maggots. Larva twist and then transform into a giant plague-like swarm of moths that smell like chloroform and fetid insect haggis. Carnegie and J.P. Morgan trigger themselves with human organs, brush their teeth with neon sorghum, and debate on what to brag is. Hitler sodomizes Pol Pot, sucking off a Stalin robot, wearing pink and purple culottes, burning with the other faggots. Smoke that rises from the senator's cotton bowl from TV dinners. Tommen smiles as he gets thinner, shitting almost in her tub, letting blackness fill his lungs, sticky compounds that had clung to the ribs of demon young, and hence the volume of his shout. The Tommen speeds into his sanctum, flies and rats proceed to thank him as if to reassure his rank inside the world of Satan's mouth. The Tommen dons his paper hat.